Welcome, everybody, to That Brax, the podcast about Space Ghost Coast to Coast, most notably the Brax character, and we talk about all the songs that he's sang. Nick, I gave you some homework. Did you listen to his song? Tell me your thoughts.
Ashamedly say that I didn't listen to it.
It was a song about how much he loves beans.
I know. I saw that.
And I wanted you to listen to it so that we could talk about it on our podcast that is devoted to Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I'm so sorry.
You ever seen Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
I haven't.
By the way, the name of the podcast is That Tracks. I just thought That Brax would be very silly.
I'm going to honestly say that at first, because I didn't listen to the song, I probably would have gotten it more if I had. But I legitimately was like, does he realize that he said that incorrectly?
I said it twice, too, because I started over.
Yeah, I was really concerned.
Yeah, no, I knew. That's what I was going for.
Well, good.
That Brax was one of my favorite characters.
Was this a childhood show of yours?
Not childhood. I was a child still, but I was like...
Is it geared for younger
18.
Children?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, it's for older people.
Then. It was from Adult Swim.
Oh.
Like when Adult Swim first started.
What is that?
You don't know what Adult Swim is?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Do you know what Cartoon Network is?
I do.
Okay. It's their adult segment at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wasn't a big Cartoon Network guy.
Okay.
I was more of like Disney Channel than Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. There were some Cartoon Network shows that I watched. Pinky and the Brain, was that Cartoon Network?
No.
Are you sure?
Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
It was on the WB with the frog. You ever see the dancing frog? Mm. On the WB.
Yeah, I think so. Right? That's ringing a bell.
Okay.
I feel like Pinky and the Brain was Cartoon. Maybe Powderpuff Girls, those were Cartoon Network?
Powerpuff Girls, yeah, Cartoon Network.
Powerpuff Girls were...
But not Adult Swim.
Well, yeah, no. Those were like for children.
Yeah. So anyways. Space Ghost Coast to Coast... C-Lab 2020. I think it was 2020.
Oh, that's interesting.
C-Lab. Yeah. It's very good. If you ever hear me on your birthday, I'm going to sing you a song from C-Lab about how it's your birthday.
It's coming up.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No idea. Aqua Teen sounds familiar.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force is very good.
Yeah.
And you should watch it.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. I'll have to start by listening to the video that you sent me. I'm sorry. You sent it to me yesterday. We were driving and I could have listened to it in the car.
I know. I told you. It was fine. You were with Ethan. I said, play it. Play it full blast. He'll love it.
Yeah. I failed.
He sings about all the different kinds of beans that he likes.
Ethan would have been so into that, too.
When he eats beans, he sits in his own little cloud, and nobody comes to talk to him in his little cloud.
It'll be redemptive. I'll go back and listen to it.
Yeah. Well, it's very good.
I'll redeem myself.
That is what shaped my journey into adulthood.
That's why you are the person you
are. Space Ghost. Brax. He had his own show, too. It's called The Brax Show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Literally never heard of any of this.
Oh, you should. You should.
What was this? What era? Like the 90s? Late 90s?
Late 90s, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was young.
I have to look and see like when it ran.
We just talked about this, actually. We talked about with Jen. She was here for a second. And you and Jen were talking about the year that you guys met.
Yeah.
Which was 1999.
98, 99.
98.
Probably 99, yeah.
Which I was either 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah, you were a child.
I was watching...
1993 was Space Ghost. 1993 through 2012. Powerpuff. Long run. No, that was Space Ghost.
Oh.
I don't know a lot about...
That's a long run.
Powerpuff Girls. You keep calling her the Powderpuff Girls?
I said Power.
Okay.
Yeah. I might have accidentally said Powder the first time, but I know it's Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, they were very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dexter's Lab?
Yeah.
Dexter's Lab?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got your era.
Dexter's Lab was like he was trying to take over the world. No, that's Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah.
Anyway. Dexter's Lab, there was the girl who had blonde hair and she kind of like jumped around everywhere.
She always messed up his experiments.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was his sister. I believe her name was, I don't know. I want to say Dee Dee.
I was thinking it started with a D.
Yeah.
That tracks.
That does. Today is a very special episode.
Oh, yeah?
Because there's not a lot of news.
No, there's not. It's going to be a lot of Tim and I talking, which is fine. We like to do that from time to time.
We talk occasionally.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, really. It feels like it hasn't been that long since I've seen you. When did we record last week?
I have no idea. You know that. You know that I don't know when anything happens.
I think it was Saturday. It was Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, so it hasn't been as long, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a whole lot of like stuff to report on as far as like personal visits to the parks because I haven't been to the parks since last Friday night.
Yeah, I went to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. How was that?
You went great.
You saw a lot of the updates with...
Saw the Tiana stuff.
Yeah. Which that...
Really good.
There's a piece of news that we can get into later about that. That's a little teaser for you. It's not like It's not anything massive, nothing breaking news, but it's a cool little thing that they're doing for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So we'll talk about that in a minute.
All right.
But yeah, there's just not been a ton. I have stuff coming up this weekend, and I'm just ready to get there, which we talked about it last week, but I'm writing on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be staying on Disney.
You were supposed to go to Expo today.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't get a chance to.
No, life has just been pretty complicated. I'm not going to lie. I'm in a season of life where I'm feeling like I'm getting pulled into a million different directions. And that can be very difficult for me sometimes.
I like that you said season rather than era.
I know. I should have said era because you know what happens tomorrow? Tonight at midnight, actually. So we're recording this on Thursday. And tonight at midnight, do you know what happens?
Is it the thing on Disney Plus? I thought that was already out.
It is.
Oh, okay.
It's something else.
Is it Taylor Swift's pre-sales for her new album start?
Her new album drops at midnight.
New album drops, not the pre-sales. It's like there. You're going to have it in your iTunes.
I'll be able to pull up. Yep. iTunes.
Did you not use iTunes?
It's called Apple Music now, but...
Who doesn't call it iTunes?
Who downloads music from iTunes?
I mean, I don't download anything, but
I still
call it
iTunes. Do you remember those days, though? Like, downloading... Were you a...
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I didn't buy any music. What, are you kidding me? I grew up... I graduated in the year 2000. Do you know what happened?
What?
LimeWire.
Yeah. You were
Napster.
A LimeWire guy.
Yeah. Well, I was Napster until... Napster started getting a little grungy.
I don't remember Napster.
Grungy.
I remember LimeWire. I was an iTunes kid. I had an iPod.
Yeah.
I had like one of the OG iPods. I felt so cool. I don't think that kids these days. I don't think they would understand what that is.
You kids.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't understand like MP3 players.
Right.
They don't know that life.
My first MP3 player was an iPod mini nano.
There were minis before there were nanos.
What's the one that was like the size of a postage stamp?
I think those were nanos.
Okay, I had that one.
Yeah,
and I got it when I was 20 something.
Wow, I had the iPod before that, where you had to like, you had the wheel and you had to like, you could to shuffle, you had to like move around the wheel.
Yeah,
yeah.
The reason, and I had mine because I was doing construction, so I'd clip it to the back of my shirt. Or to my hat.
Yeah.
And then the little headphones would go right in.
It felt so cool to have one.
Yeah.
I had CDs, like, throughout high school. We would make, like, CDs for our friends, like, different, like, playlists and put them on there. And we would decorate the top of the album or the top of the CD.
Yeah.
And then I had
a
Walkman. Yeah, but mixtapes, but not really.
A Discman, you mean? You didn't have a Walkman, did you?
Our Walkmans were not CDs.
Right.
A Discman. It was yellow.
Yeah.
It was like a mustard yellow.
Yeah.
I wanted that to be my first car color as well.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What kind of car did you want? What was your like dream car?
When I was in high school, I wanted a Toyota FJ Cruiser.
Okay. We just saw one of those today.
Really?
Yeah.
That was my dream
yellow.
Car. I wanted the blue one.
Okay.
And then one of my good friends got that for her 15th or 16th birthday, and I was like, salty.
Because you couldn't get it?
Yeah.
What was your first car?
This was a 91 Toyota Corolla.
Great car.
It was a car that sat in my neighbor's lawn for years. They never used it.
Mm-hmm.
And it needed so much work done, but I paid like $200 for the car.
Yeah.
And then my grandparents put like, I think like $1,500 of work into the car for me.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah. And that was my car. And
nice.
If I wanted like, when I was in high school, I worked. I was a lifeguard at 16. And then I worked in after school care. While I waited for my brother to like finish all of his sports. And so if I wanted to drive, my parents were like, you got to pay for your insurance and gas.
Yeah.
So just worked my little tail off outside of school hours and I did it.
That's nice.
I think that's a good thing. Like I would love for Luke to one day, like when he's ready, like enter into the workforce.
Well,
planes flying everywhere.
It's like a low flying plane. I don't know what that was.
Scary. But yeah, I think I learned a lot of valuable lessons like working in high school.
Right.
And I would want Luke to do the same thing. I think there's companies out there like, I think about like Chick-fil-A or Publix, like those companies hire younger. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that would be cool for them to do. So.
Yeah. Definitely Publix. I thought you were going to ask me what my first car was, so I'm ready to answer that question now.
What was your first car?
A 1981 AMC Concorde.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what the company AMC made?
No.
You know the movie Wayne's World?
Yeah.
They made the Gremlin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Might have been a Pacer in there. But
did they no longer exist?
No.
Oh.
They don't. They were bought out by...
Why do you say it like that?
Well, I don't know. It's just old car companies.
Yeah.
They were bought out by Jeep.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of like a complicated merger. And also, AMC is American Motor Company. They also were the, once they got bought out by Jeep, then they started just making, I think they started making the Hummer at that point for the military.
Okay.
So they were no longer consumer products. Could be wrong. I might be getting it wrong. Correct me in the comments if I am.
It's all right.
I like to hear it. I want to hear that. But my car had a Jeep engine in it.
Okay.
So it was nice because I could just buy Jeep parts for it.
Yeah.
Rather than, because it's the, when I had it, they weren't a company anymore. I couldn't like go out and buy like an alternator for an AMC Concorde. I had to go out and buy a Jeep alternator.
Oh, okay.
So it worked out really well for me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Where the was the car? Did it look like a Jeep?
No.
Oh,
okay. It was a station wagon.
Oh, okay.
Wood paneling, cow seat covers,
oh my gosh.
Fuzzy dice in the mirror.
Oh my gosh, you
blue
were so cool.
Wood paneling. Yeah. Big old subs in the back.
You were such an 80s guy.
I also, it was 90s. I also had, I installed a diverter in my exhaust pipe. So that what you could do is you could run it through the muffler and then you could pull a lever inside and just run it out before the muffler. So it's just louder.
You've always been a like tech guy then, whether it was
mechanical.
Yeah. And that's a word for it.
Yeah.
But would you say mechanical? Not for this stuff though. Not like speakers and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would do tech stuff too.
Yeah.
Audio stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just like machinery.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that's that about
true.
You.
But what happened was...
That's why you love droids so much.
I do love droids.
Wow. Yeah. Do you feel like you would get along with machines better than people?
What? No.
Really?
There was. Did you watch the... Do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
You need to watch Fallout.
Oh, I've heard about this.
You got to watch it after dark, though, okay?
Why?
Because it's you can't watch it with the kids.
Oh, okay.
It's full hard R.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
Language, nudity, everything.
Oh, dear. I don't know if I can handle it.
Oh, man, it's so good.
I watched The Boys for a while.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Oh, this isn't, well, there are moments.
Is it connected, the same universe?
No.
Oh.
No. This is from a video game.
Oh. It's I don't know much about it, but I'm just.
I don't know anything about it, but I watched it and very much enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
The whole reason that I bring that up is because there is a character in there that was a robot, and this slight spoiler, not a huge one, but it is a slight spoiler, so maybe skip ahead like 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this, but the main character threatens the robot. And the guys that she's threatening it to, she's like, if you guys don't do this, I'm going to shoot this robot. And they're like, that's like telling me you're going to shoot an air conditioner. I don't care. Shoot the robot.
That was hard for you to watch, I imagine.
No, I didn't care.
Oh, okay.
It's a robot.
Yeah, but you love droids.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's like shooting an air conditioner.
I will say. Wow. I don't feel that way. I like
do you
Chopper.
Love your air conditioner? I wouldn't shoot Chopper.
Thank you. I did
or
see
R2.
They had the first, but you would see C-3PO.
Oh no, gosh. No.
Justice. You would.
No, I wouldn't.
That is so terrible.
No, he's not.
C-3PO, if you're listening to this, don't take that personal.
I
can't imagine you wouldn't be able to take that personal, but.
It's all in jest.
Wow.
I love them all.
You don't love C-3PO.
I could go without C-3PO.
I'm going to buy you a C-3PO cup.
I would not use it. What? That sounds like a terrible cup, actually.
Why?
What's gonna? Is it like a draw, or is it like shaped like C-3PO?
Corksicle makes a C-3PO cup.
Oh, okay.
It's like a corksicle bottle.
Yeah, so like interpretive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
the
color. It's like a gold cup.
It has his like circles on the center of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm going to buy you that, and you're going to have to keep it.
I don't want it. Thank you, though.
Anyway.
I just went through a story about how, before you got here, we were cleaning out the kitchen cabinets because we don't have enough room in our cabinets.
Yeah.
And I made the decision to get rid of a bunch of souvenir cups.
And I'm going to buy you another one.
And you're going to buy me another one.
You need to make room for the... So Disney released a new line for Tomorrowland. And it's like very vintage, old school. It's really cool. And I think you need to own the Tervis.
Mm.
What's your favorite land at Magic Kingdom?
My favorite land?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I don't know. Give me a second.
Mine is Tomorrowland.
Okay, I spend a lot of time in Tomorrowland.
It gets a bad rap, and I get it. Like, there's things that need to be updated in Tomorrowland. I understand, like, why everybody has something to say about it, but I do. It's just the most nostalgic for me, I think. Like,
right.
Some of my favorite attractions are there. Space Mountain. I love Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. I know that people also have problems with that attraction, but...
I like it, too. It's a good ride.
I hope it never goes away.
I'm having a hard time picking a favorite land.
Wow.
Because I can think of things that I enjoy about all of them. I always go to Tomorrowland. I don't know why. When I walk in, I always turn to the right. And I'm like, Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
But, like, I do like Adventureland. And I like Frontierland.
I enjoyed both of those, and I love Fantasyland as well.
Kind of. Fantasyland's on the low end for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say that... I would say Adventureland is on the low end for me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know
Jungle,
why I say that.
Jungle Cruise in there?
I don't... I mean, I...
Tiki Room, Dole Whips.
I don't remember the last time that I went into
spit
the
on by a
Tiki
camel.
Room. I had a visceral reaction to that, because the last time that I... This is so sad, but... Okay, so there was one night at Magic Kingdom. I posted about this on my Instagram stories, actually. My anxiety was super high as we were walking around Magic Kingdom, and then... dang camel, like, literally right in my eyeball. As I was on the verge of, and this was like for real, I was on the verge of a panic attack, and I'm walking, and out of nowhere just got spit in the eye by a camel.
Did it take you out of the panic attack?
No, I think it just made me really angry.
Right, but you weren't having a panic attack anymore. You were feeling different emotions.
True. Maybe
you were snapping out.
The camel knew I needed it.
It's like that thing when you're having a panic attack, you need to like name something you can touch, name something you can smell, name something you can see, name something you can taste.
You know what's been really good for my, and this is not medical advice by any means, but something that I think my sister told me about this. She struggles with anxiety as well. If I feel like a panic attack coming on, something that I've started doing, and it's actually made a huge difference, is I get a big bowl, fill it with ice water, and I submerge my face in the ice water for like 10 seconds. Yeah. 10-15 seconds.
Oh.
And then pull my face out, and it's like it gives me, there's something that happens, this is based on the internet again, not medical advice, but there's something that's supposed to happen with like
endorphins.
Mm-hmm, endorphins that helps your brain and gives your brains the tools that it needs in that moment to like process thoughts appropriately, because a lot of time that's what's happening when I'm entering into panic mode, is that my brain is just racing into a million different directions, and so it gives me the ability to like focus, which
I think that might be you sending your brain over the edge.
Yeah, I think so.
You're like, you're panicked that you're gonna fall, and you just pushed your brain.
Yeah.
And now your brain's like, all right, we're in it, let's deal with it.
Yeah,
that's pretty interesting.
I think that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, Jade. It goes back to when you're your primitive self.
Right. I'm not endangering myself. Like, I have full ability and control to like lift my head out of the bucket of ice water. But it's helped. I'm not going to say that I recommend that to everybody, but I don't know how it could get dangerous. Like, you have the ability to like lift your head up for sure. So
yeah, unless you are so shocked that you take a big breath in and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
But I feel like you'd still just cough that out. You're not going to drown.
It's just ice water. Yeah. So it's not pleasant. It hurts your face.
Maybe what happens is what kind of ice cubes do you have? Are they square? Or are they those old kind that are like kind of half moon shaped?
Half moon shaped.
What if one of those was pointed up and you slammed your face in, and then all of a sudden you got an ice cube in the eyeball?
Yeah, I put plenty of water in there, so it's like floating at that point.
All right, just looking out for your eyeballs, making sure you don't get impaled by an ice cube.
But it really does. It helps. There's a lot of tools that you can use when you're feeling that, for sure. But for me, that's been something that's made a difference. It's not, like I said, not pleasant. Got to have a towel ready to go because your face is like dripping and it's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it really has made a difference. So today, my anxiety is kind of all over the place because I feel like I'm getting pulled in so many different directions, which makes my brain race.
Right.
So
I'm going to tell you a secret.
Yeah.
I have been thinking about your cars ever since you mentioned them. And I want to know your lineage of cars that you've had. You don't have to tell me right now, but after we're all done here, I want to know.
The way that your brain operates, the fact that we just had a full conversation about Nick's anxiety, and you're like, I have a question for you. I thought you were about to ask a question about my anxiety, and it was about my car.
No, I know. It's a complicated state of affairs inside of my head. Like, I fully am present for that conversation about your anxiety.
But in the back, you were still.
But in the back,
my
mind's like, I wonder what his second car was.
I'm proud of you for that.
I wonder what his third car was.
I would not be able to get back to it that easily. So,
how many cars has he rescued from a neighbor's yard? Because I have one that I rescued.
Did you?
Yeah.
A rescue car?
Yeah, a rescue car. I had to drive it to Georgia and get it.
What was it?
89 Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I love Jeeps. I had a Jeep at one time. So my lineage of cars. Nobody cares
right
about
now.
This.
I do.
I don't feel like people
very
care.
Interested in this.
Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Pontiac Sunfire.
Oh, man.
I felt so cool with that.
Ooh,
that
man.
Was in high school.
The slowest car that sounded so cool.
Yeah, really though. It looks like it looked cool, but it was not fast.
Oh man, I had a friend that got a Mercury Cougar in high school.
No, oh.
And I was like, this car is going to be so fast. Can I drive it? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, go ahead. I got in, it slammed down on the gas pedal, and it was like, I was like,
that's probably why my parents were okay with me having that car. So Pontiac Sunfire, it was black. I loved it. I loved that car.
Sounds cool.
I had that car through most, actually, so I got that as a graduation present from high school. I still paid for some of it, I think.
Yeah.
But I think my parents were like, hey, we're going to pitch in and get you a new car. And then I sold that car my senior year, or after I graduated from college. That was in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a Jeep Patriot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nothing like, it was a very, it's a smaller Jeep.
Yeah, smaller.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would call it an SUV, but it's a boxy.
Yeah, it was a V4, which I appreciated because it was.
V4?
Yeah.
Straight 4.
What?
It'll make a V4.
V6? Yeah.
Could it be a V6.
It was a V4.
No V4s.
I think it was.
I'm going to look it up. That engine would be like this big.
It was small.
Yeah. No worries. Continue.
Either way, maybe it was a 6. 8s they make as well.
Yeah, but here's how it goes. If it's a 4-cylinder, it's 4 cylinders in a row. If it's a 6-cylinder, I had a straight 6, which was 6 cylinders in a row, but usually then it's a V6. And then it goes to a V8.
It was small.
V12.
And because it did really well on gas mileage.
Yeah, probably a straight 4.
Okay.
That's what was it front wheel drive? You don't know.
I also don't think that people care about our car.
Oh man, I am in it right now. I'm ecstatic to hear these things.
But I loved that car. That car was my car through college, or not college, through my master's degree program. And then when Francie and I got married, when Luke was a baby, and then I got rid of that car just not too long ago. I sold it to my, it still exists in the fam.
Oh.
Sold it to my sister and brother-in-law.
There's so many. I wish I knew where some of the cars were.
Yeah, I grow an emotional. Do you grow an emotional attachment to like material possessions?
Yeah, there's that AMC Concorde. I wish I had it still.
Yeah, I do that with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally like movie ticket stubs, bags from like certain stores. I keep everything. It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's probably something that I should bring up in like therapy.
We're in the get rid of everything era at this point.
I love that you said era. But also I need to be there. I feel like maybe that's something that happens like as you get older, because you just get sick of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting there. Like I look inside of my garage and I'm like, why? I have not touched half of these things or more than half of these things in over years. Why do I have them? I have 2 kayaks.
Oh.
When's the last time I went kayaking?
We should go kayaking.
Well, I don't have a way of transporting them.
I do.
Well, bring it on over.
Yeah, let's do it.
You guys can keep one.
Oh, good. I'll hang it in the garage. Jen will be so angry. There's so much stuff in the garage. Once we get the garage organized, I'll take that kayak.
Okay, I'm serious.
Put it in the pool.
Yeah. Oh. there's so many places around me that I could take it and go kayaking. I just never do.
Is it a 2-person kayak?
No, it's a 1-person.
Okay, so you have 2 1-person kayaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to keep one of them because that one Francie got me for my birthday or Christmas 1 year, and I love it. It's like sentimental. But see, that's the thing. I don't ever use it. I just want to keep it.
Right.
T-shirts, it's a problem.
Oh, I have too many t-shirts. We just got rid of a bunch of them.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
I need to do it. So anyways, that's my story.
I loved it.
So there's my lineage of my vehicles.
Oh man, I'm so happy that you told me that. I am ecstatic right now. I feel so good. I feel like I know you better.
Oh. You know me better based on what cars I've driven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
It's been a story. It's been a journey. And
I loved it.
I'm not going to share the car that I currently have just because...
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But anyway.
Everybody knows what cars I've had.
Yeah.
They've been there.
But they're cool.
Yeah. I mean, like all the way back to 2009.
Yeah, yeah.
They were there.
That's because you...
F-250, F-150,
you Nissan consider Versa. That to be such an integral part of your story?
Yeah. No, I don't know about that. It's just... I mean,
it's your appreciation for mechanical things.
The Corvair. People know about the Corvair.
I don't know about the Corvair. Ooh.
Corvair was fun. We took that whole thing apart.
This makes me think that I'm coming up. Everything falls back to Disneyland right now, but I'm coming up on my Disneyland trip and my friend has rented a car for us. And
you still don't know what it is?
No idea. Man. I just know that there's so many merchandise items that I'm wanting to get in Disneyland and I'm starting to become concerned because I'm like, where am I going to put everything?
Can you ship them?
Yeah, probably.
I know that Disney World offers that.
Oh, I don't know I don't know. I think that someone said something in the comments. We've talked about this on the podcast. Yeah. I think people had stuff to say about it in the comments. I'll have to go back and look. But yeah, I don't know.
Because I was in Memento Mori the other day.
Oh.
Looking around.
Yeah.
And there was a sign that was like, don't want to carry it around? They'll ship it to the front. But then also it was like, not enough room in your luggage? Let us ship it for you.
Interesting.
So I wonder how much it costs to ship.
I don't know. That makes me concerned, though. I feel like it might be a lot.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how I handle it.
Here's a fun shipping hack for you. If you're ever in Hawaii, remember that is part of the 50 United States.
Right.
So you can do flat rate shipping through the postal service there.
Good to know.
And it's cheap.
I've considered buying a piece of luggage when we get out there.
I thought you were going to say a piece of land in Hawaii. I was like, no, me too.
No, that is not on my
not on your radar.
No, not at all.
Not on mine either. I don't know why I said me too.
But that would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Anyways,
piece of, like, do you ever get, you ever have seen those opportunities where they're like, you could buy a piece of land in Montana?
Yeah.
And like, there was like, it was like a 1 square foot piece of land.
I've bought a star.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought one for Francie.
Is it called Francie?
I don't remember. No, I think I named it Frick.
Frick.
That's Francie and I's couple name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What would you guys be? Tennifer?
Jimother? No.
Jimother.
It's like a really mixy. Timifer.
Timifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just told, so Jackson is in this era right now.
Era, wow. I'm in it. This episode is so
Taylor Swift
heavy. Taylor Swift coded, and that's great because, do you know what the name of her new album is?
Midnight Poet Society.
You were so close.
Deadbeat? Dead Poet Society, Midnight
No.
Society. No. No, it's not Midnight. It's Tragic Kingdom.
You're so close.
It is...
Tortured
Poets Society?
Department.
Yeah. She couldn't say society.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. And I probably, like, Dead Poets Society.
Dead
Poets.
Tortured Poets Department.
Let me tell you right now. By the time this episode airs, we will hopefully know what's happening. But listen.
Uh-oh.
People have opinions on Taylor Swift, and I get that. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm a Swiftie, and she is brilliant. She's a mastermind. Regardless of whether you like her music or not, like, I feel like everybody can take a step back and say that, like, she's a boss when it comes to marketing her music.
Mm-hmm.
She's lyrically a genius. There's so many people that connect with her lyrics. So even if she's not your style, I get it. But she is doing something, and the Swifties, we are on red alert right now because this album drops tonight at midnight, and she's released, like, videos on Instagram. And she's had pop-ups happening, and we know that we're getting a music video tomorrow, Friday, and we think we know which song from the album the music video will be from. It's with Post Malone. It's called Fortnite. We think that's the music video, but there is something that she's doing where she, like, will, when she announced the album at the Grammys, she said she's been working on it for 2 years. I know that most people won't care about this, but we're going to go down this tangent. And she put up...
We talked about cars, so it's okay.
Yeah. She put up the number 2. And then at the pop-up in Los Angeles, there was like a wax mold of someone's hand with the number 2. And then in every video and at the pop-up in Los Angeles, all the clocks are set to 2 a.m.
Just 2 a.m.?
Or 2 p.m., but 2.
Okay.
So something, and then she's like put 2 stars on certain things. There's 2 like everywhere. And so people are very like,
it's going to be a double album.
They wonder if it's a double album.
Okay.
But it could not mean anything. I mean, it has to mean something because it's showing up so often.
What if there's only 2 songs on it? Will everybody be so angry?
Well, we know
I've been
how many
working
songs.
On it for 2 years and there's only 2
Here
songs
you go.
On it.
No, we know that the track list for the new
album. What if every song is 2 minutes long exactly?
That'd be interesting. I don't think that's the case, but
I know. I'm just trying to, like, I'm feeding the machine right now.
There's so many theories. So another theory, this is going to get really deep.
And I love it.
It could be so clowning, which is fine. That's
what does that mean?
We refer to ourselves as clowns when we go down these rabbit holes of theories and the theories prove to not be correct. I'm not going to spend a long time on this, but this album is supposed to be about her breakup with her previous boyfriend, Joe. Who is from London.
Joey Jojo Shabadoo.
Sure. So when she and Joe first started dating, it's when her album Reputation came out. reputation was in a like dark time of her life.
Was she dating Joe for 2 years?
No, longer than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She broke up with, or her and Joe, the announcement of their breakup took place when she had started the Eras tour. The news broke right before her Tampa shows. And it's interesting because there's a song on the album called Florida.
Ooh.
With 3 exclamation points. She had 3 shows in Tampa the weekend that the news broke. So could she have been writing about the breakup in the song Florida? TPD.
I mean, that's
TPD,
not...
TPD, some may say.
TPD?
Tortured Poets Department.
Oh.
Anyways.
Tampa Police Department.
Right.
Is that what happened? She got arrested.
They were around. Anyways, So there's a lot of speculation that maybe she's going to be, because, you know, she's been re-recording all of her previous albums.
Oh, like she's going to
drop Reputation, Taylor's version, alongside of the Tortured Poets Department. That's one of the theories, okay. One of the suspicions, that those albums are like, they go together, because Reputation started when her and Joe started dating, and then Tortured Poets Department was written during the period in which they ended their relationship, and so it's like cohesive.
Okay, that makes sense. I was just trying to think about, like, how long was she with Scooter Braun? When did she step away to be able to start releasing Taylor's versions of everything?
I want to say it was...
Like, what's the first non-Taylor version album?
Lover.
Lover? Mm-hmm. When did that come out?
2019. Yeah, I think it was 2019.
Okay.
I could be totally...
I thought that she was away from him much longer than she has been.
No, she it was right around the time of the pandemic that the two of them like separated. Yeah, it released August 23rd, 2019.
Okay.
And the album before that was Reputation, and that is the last album that Scooter Braun still owns like the musical rights to.
And when did this Florida show happen?
In 2023.
Okay. Trying to figure out this 2 thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could just be a number.
You should jump on this and help the Swifties figure it out. You would have fun with this kind of
stuff. They're probably better at it than I am.
They are very good, but they come up with...
It's a huge crowdsource.
Oh, yeah. But that's what I'm talking about. That's why she's brilliant.
Yeah.
She has thousands of people on the internet posting TikToks about theories about what it could mean. Just the simple fact that they're talking about what it could mean is brilliant in and of itself.
Do you think she's just sitting back going...
Yeah, 1,000%.
Watch this.
No, she tweeted yesterday... 2 more days until the Tortured Poets Department, but she didn't put just the word 2. She did the peace sign,
okay.
Which is what she did at the Grammys. And
what if the album art is just her with her hands up?
No, but we've seen album art already.
How do you know?
Because she's posted pictures of it.
What if she's just leading you on a wild goose chase? What if she comes out and it's like a whole new thing?
I don't know. Do you know what one of the songs is?
Florida with 3 exclamation points?
No, it's but Daddy, I Love Him, which sounds very much like The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah. And that's about Joe?
There's a little Disney
poor
time.
Joe.
Well, there's... So, nobody cares about this.
Or story, is it about the football player?
There's a song in Lover, which is about Joe, called London Boy, because he's from London.
Oh, yeah.
In the Tortured Poets Department, one of the tracks is called So Long, London.
Oh.
Yeah.
See you later.
She's mad.
She moved out.
Yeah. She moved out of London.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's fully with Travis Kelce now. They were at Coachella together.
Oh.
Yeah. Which that, like, first of all, would you go to like a music festival like Coachella?
No.
At this stage of your life?
No.
Probably when you were younger.
I have a friend that invited me, if you guys know of Fest in Gainesville, a friend of mine was like, let's go to Fest this year. I'm like,
yeah.
No.
I watched like videos of her at Coachella, and she's in this like massive crowd of people, just like swarmed. And obviously, like, it's a big crowd, like, watching the performances. The thought of being in that crowd as me doesn't sound appealing.
Right.
Like, just too many people. And yeah. I love people, but that sounds exhausting to me. Taylor Swift in that crowd?
Yeah.
That sounds scary.
Well, was she surrounded by plainclothes security?
Yeah. Yeah. But still, I just feel like that's intense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she's surrounded by security, and then she has her boyfriend there that's, like, a giant.
I could take him.
I don't think you could.
I don't want to. I'm not trying to fight
anybody. But you could if you needed to?
Yeah, if it was me and him and a bear, I'd be able to push him towards the bear. I'm a survivalist.
I believe that.
I'm a survivor.
In the words of Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
Wow. It's powerful. We have definitely done our job in going on tangents today, that's for sure.
I feel like we did pretty good.
We talked about cars. We talked about Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Do you have any high dad suit moments?
You ever ridden a motorcycle?
I haven't. It doesn't appeal to me.
It's not. I mean, it's really fun, but like it's scary.
Yeah. That's what it just freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it anymore. I only rode a motorcycle for a while.
Pre-children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that change your perspective on all those things, having kids now? And probably also being married.
Well, I mean, like, almost getting run over a few times, that changes your perspective on things.
That's why I won't do it.
Yeah. There you go.
That's scary.
Almost falling over a few times.
Yeah. Scary. Yeah.
Not fun.
No. I feel like there was something else that I was going to talk about and I never got to it. But anyway.
My high dad soup moment of the year, week of the year is I was, we've been talking to Jackson about trying to figure out a, like a stay that we want to do.
Oh, right.
And
you
were
texting me about this.
Yeah. This is sort of related to that, but a little bit unrelated because I was like, all right, what about camping, Jackson? Would you go camping with me like one day, just one singular day in a tent? And he's like, yeah, I'd go camping in an RV. And I was like, no, I'm talking about in a tent. He's never been in a tent. He's been in an RV plenty of times.
Yeah.
So he doesn't like know about tent camping. And I was like, no, we would just go to the campsite. We'd have a campfire. We'd make s'mores. We'd eat hot dogs and baked beans. And he's like, beans? And I was like, yeah, beans. He's like black beans? And I was like, no, baked beans. He goes, no. And I was like, okay, then we'll just have chips then, like hot dogs and chips. He's like, okay, yeah, I would do that. And then he goes, but I want to do it. I don't want to stay. I want to stay in an RV and I don't want to do it for one day. I want to do it for 80 days. And I was like, wow, we're going to live in an RV now.
Should go on a cross country road trip.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what about in the Rivian? Would you camp with me in the Rivian? And he's like, no, it's just like staying at a house. And I was like, what? Okay.
No, actually.
Yeah.
You should try that. Maybe if you try camping in the backyard.
Yeah, that's what our plan is.
Yeah.
We're going to go in the backyard.
Yeah.
Set up a tent.
Yeah.
And hang out.
Luke and Ethan have never tent camped with me before, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. What if we make it like a father-son thing?
In my backyard?
Yeah. I think all the kids are going to end up inside.
Yeah.
That's what happened when I was a kid. We were all like, yeah, let's camp in the backyard. And then, like, one at a time, each kid would go inside. And then, like, the next morning, whatever adults had been designated to be outside, they were, like, were by themselves out there. And all the parents with all the children were indoors.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But also, I told him about an air mattress. He's like, we should move our beds outside. And I was like, we're not going to move our beds outside. We was going to sleep in sleeping bags, but we also have an air mattress we could use. And he's like, what's an air mattress?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, it's a mattress full of air that you could like inflate. And he's like, I want that. It like blew his mind about
that's so
an air
cool
mattress.
Though. That'll be fun. You have to report back on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to take my boys. You would need to do it soon though, because pretty soon it's not going to be comfortable to
that's
sleep.
That's what
outside.
I was saying.
Yeah.
I want to go out.
And we're almost there. It's been warm.
Yeah. We're supposed to break our first day of 100 for a heat index,
which is not exciting this early.
Right.
We're not in May yet.
Ugh. It's gonna be May.
I'm ready to go to California.
One time, I saw a TikTok from Justin Timberlake that was like, what's one word that you mispronounced that has haunted you for the rest of your life? And he's like, me. And I was like, what? Oh, because it's gonna be May.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's coming soon.
Which means that we're gonna get our not-so-scary announcement soon.
I feel like we should already have that.
Do you know what I looked up the other day?
Huh.
Last year, 2023, the first day of Not So Scary, August 11th.
Wow.
That's like very soon.
That's like right after D23.
Yeah. We're going to come home from D23 and
it's Halloween time.
Go to Not So Scary, which is kind of scary because Not So Scary. But I was planning to spend some more time in California after D23.
No, you might have to get back quickly.
Right?
I do think that this week... This episode will drop on Monday. I think that this week we'll get information about Not So Scary Halloween Party. That's my prediction for the week.
Because we already got our Horror Nights announcement. August 30th.
It's usually at the end of April that it's halfway to Halloween where they make the announcements about that. So I would say by the end of this week we'll get some information.
Very excited for Halloween.
my Hi Dad Soup moment, you know, it was a little bit of a heavy day yesterday. We had 6 years to the day that we had a doctor's appointment where we found out that our pregnancy had ended and the baby's heart had stopped beating, which was a heavy day for sure. You know, those dates kind of like, they just get ingrained into your brain, right? You know, like you don't get to celebrate a birthday, obviously. And so you mourn the day that you received that information, regardless of how that information came to you.
Right.
So that was a heavy day for sure. Just kind of walking through that. It's interesting because like Francie and I process things differently sometimes. And sometimes it's like, it'll hit me hard. And like, it's not that it doesn't affect her, but she's just not feeling as heavy with it as maybe I am. Mm-hmm. And that flips back and forth sometimes as well. So it was kind of a heavy day for me yesterday. It just kind of hit me out of nowhere, but that's what grief does. I was driving in the car. A song came on the radio that had been on the radio when we had left that doctor's appointment, and it just like snapped. It hit me and I was feeling really heavy with it. But I was in the car because I was driving Ethan to a doctor's appointment. He is his developmental pediatrician. And I was obviously very sad, and I was like thinking about that little life that I never got to meet. But then I also had moments where I was thankful for Ethan being in the back of my car, and I was excited and thankful to have him with me. And I don't really like saying like, if that had happened, then this may have happened.
Right.
Because like, I will always want all of it. Like I will always wish that that child got to live a life and got to be here with us. And also somehow life would include Ethan into our lives as well. Like I want all of the things.
Right.
That's just not the way that it worked out, obviously. But so it's hard for me to sometimes be like glad that that didn't happen so that this could happen. That doesn't feel good to me to say. But I did have a moment where I was able to pause and reflect on what does my life look like right now? Like, what are the things that I am thankful for right now? And it will always make me sad, and I'll always wish that that life could have been a part of our lives. But I am thankful that Ethan obviously is in our life. And it's just so cool to like see his development and his progress since he's entered into our lives. And it was a good reminder for me of like, to think about the positive things that are happening. Cause it's easy to get, when you're experiencing grief, I think it's easy to spiral into like a negative way of thinking for sure, mm-hmm. which is obvious, and nobody can fault anybody for that. It's hard. It's heavy. Loss doesn't make sense. But yeah, it was an opportunity for me to just like see a different perspective on things as well. And it was good. Good appointment. It was cool just to like talk to the doctor about, like I said, Ethan's development and how much he's changed and the progress that he's made. This is also reminding me of something else. That was my Hi Dad Soup moment, just reflecting on all of that.
But real quick, I want to read a text exchange.
Between you and I.
After, so.
This was such a Tim and Nick moment for sure.
No, not that one. I didn't read this one. I said, watch this video on full blast in the office. And you said, and that was the beans video.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm in the car with Ethan leaving the developmental doctor. And I was like, now hearing you talk about how you are in the car dealing with this huge loss. Yeah. And I'm like, watch this video about this guy beans. Farting. Like, oh man.
No, that's okay. The song came on the radio on the way to the doctor. By the time you had texted me that, we were about to leave the doctor's office.
Okay.
So I was like, that was past that moment.
Just sure. So you know, that's what it's like being friends with me. You're going to have a huge, like heavy moment in your life. And I'm like, check this bean stuff out.
But I did.
Roll that beautiful beans footage.
It is funny to see how you like, you don't, I love you. You Thank don't you. Always know what to say when the conversation gets deep. Yeah. Like, even in this moment, you probably are like, I have no idea what to say to you.
I don't know what to say. And that's
and that's okay. It's okay. Well, I am very emotionally aware. I am very in tuned with my emotions, mm-hmm. which is also not atypical for a male. Like, I don't know why society has painted this picture that we're not supposed to be that way, but I am. Like, I've always been so different there. And I think that because so many guys are conditioned, I would say, to like, not be able to go there, it's always been like Nick can so quickly turn it on and be like, this is the way that I'm feeling. And everybody's like, I don't know what to say to you.
Right. And here's the hard thing is that's how I want Jackson to be.
Right.
I don't know how to
well, maybe that's showcase why that. I am him. In your life to teach you these things.
Right.
Yeah. I sent you a nice text last night because I posted on my story about, you know, just kind of remembering that loss. And I get inundated with DMs that are so positive and so kind and so overwhelming, like overwhelmingly positive. And some of the DMs are super special because they're from people like you guys who say that, like, you've walked through the same, not the same situation, but a similar situation, and then talk about how me talking about it on this podcast helps you feel less alone. And that means the world to me. That's why it's scary to get on here and share these things. It's always been easier for me to be vulnerable, but it doesn't make it lighter by any means.
Right.
It's still very heavy. But it does mean a lot to me to know that what I am sharing connects with you all to help you feel less alone, because that's why I share what I share. That's why I do this. Truly, that's where it comes from for me. But I had a DM and I was telling Tim about like one of the DMs in particular that someone shared with me and how it was like impactful to them and what the podcast has meant to them. And so I shared that information with Tim.
And I was just like, I don't.
You're like, there's so many different really ways that know. I can respond to this. Like,
what's the right way to talk to answer this?
But I appreciate the honesty there, because honestly, like, other people would just be like, that's cool or nice, man, or awesome.
I really wanted to be like, awesome.
That would have hurt my feelings.
Oh no.
Well, because it shouldn't. Like, I mean, ultimately it wouldn't have hurt my feelings. Ultimately I would have just been like, okay. But I do think like we can be better as a society about like pausing out of our like the chaos that our lives are and just like being present when somebody shares something with you. Like, that is a gift that I have. I'm very good at being a friend.
Right.
That may sound cocky. I don't mean for that to sound cocky, but I am. I'm very emotionally attuned. I'm very aware. Like, I'm very good at being able to empathize. I'm such an empath to the point where it's exhausting. But I think that as a society, we all should work to be more empathetic with one another, because I think it would make people feel less alone. I think that our mental health would maybe not suffer as much if people were more empathetic towards one another.
Right.
Like, if I'm having a hard moment, I want people to show up for me.
Right.
And I want to be able to reach out to somebody and say, I'm having a difficult time. And I want that person to be present for me. Like, I want them to show up in the same way that I would show up for them. Mm-hmm. And that means, like, if you were to text me, I don't think you would ever do this, but if you were to text me, although you have.
What did I say?
You've had moments where you're like, hey, this is really stressful. Oh, I remember when Oliver was born.
Yeah.
And like, that means the world to me, because as a Enneagram 2, I feel like I can show up to like help you, regardless of what that looks like.
Right.
But that's what friendship is. That's what being there for each other is. And like, women, I would say, and I'm generalizing here, but women are so much better at that than men are.
Yeah.
Like, and again, generalization, not all women are better at it and not all men are bad at it. But women stereotypically have the ability to be present with their emotions so much more. Like, I think it would be so much less, unfortunately, it would be so much less of a thing for like Jen to call one of her girlfriends and be like, hey, I'm really struggling with this right now. Why can't men do that too?
Right.
Break the mold.
I don't have an answer.
Break the stereotype. But that's what I'm here to do.
You're here to give me the answer?
It's like my life mission. No, to help break that. Because I think we should be able to call up our guy friends and be like, I'm having a really hard time with this. And it shouldn't be like, I don't know what to say to you. Right. I know that maybe I'm giving you a hard time with that. I'm not trying.
No.
I'm not trying to.
I'm fully aware that this is a hard thing for me.
Yeah, but I don't think you're the only person. And I think people in general could have a hard time with that for sure.
Yeah.
And I think it stems from somewhere in our lives growing up where like we suppress that part of ourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have never suppressed it.
No, I have.
But I don't. It's not easy for me to tell other people that I need help. It's really easy for me to show up for other people.
To help other people?
Yeah, totally easy. It's very natural to me.
Yeah.
But if it's harder for me to say, hey, I'm struggling with this. And then if I do say that and there's not like the person doesn't show up in the way that I feel like they should show up, then I just like, I shut down again.
Hmm.
Anyways, there's a window into my psyche. But
I feel like I don't even know what I feel like. Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. That was a little moment of I'm not sure what is happening right now.
I get that. Well, sorry. That was an overwhelming conversation. But
no, I mean, it's good, but it was like hard for me to think of myself and figure out what I do. You know what I mean?
Well, I will say, last night when I texted you that, you gave several different responses and said, I don't know which one of these to pick, basically. But all of them were great. And you said that. You were like, all of the above. And all of those were empathetic ways of responding to my text message.
Okay.
So I appreciate that.
I also feel like I was able to think about it more because I was putting Oliver to sleep at the time.
Oh.
And like, I don't know. I like text messages a lot. I hate calling people.
Right. Yeah. If I had called you and shared that with you, you'd have been like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can, like, think about it
more. Process it differently.
And process it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's why I like text messages better. And I can respond in my own time.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But I think I still stand by the fact that there's something special about a personal phone call.
Hmm.
So.
I agree. I've been trying to answer calls more.
You've done a good job with it, with me at least.
But it's hard because I feel like I'm always in the middle of doing something.
Yeah, I get that. Well.
All right. Cool. Now you need to tell me your news.
Okay.
What was your news that you're like?
Go through the news. There's not like we said, there's not a ton of news, and we'll go through some of this stuff quickly. But thank you for letting me share that. Thank you for letting me be vulnerable and also challenge men. Like, let's do better. Let's be more present emotionally for each other and for ourselves, starting with ourselves. And I think that's where it really begins with people who struggle with being empathetic. I think that if they can be empathetic with themselves first and foremost, it enables them to be empathetic towards other people.
Do you think that the internet age is making it harder for people to be empathetic?
1,000%. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it takes, I think text messaging is an example of that. Truly.
What, it makes it harder to be empathetic?
Yeah, like a face-to-face conversation becomes more difficult because you can, like, it doesn't require you to have that moment of, what am I going to say here? Like, people used to write letters to each other, which was really nice. But I think there's something special about a face-to-face conversation.
What I meant was people are mean on the internet.
Oh,
Do you think that people have reclused more because of the environment on the internet?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like that's changing with the next generation. I feel like they're able to like express themselves better.
I want to think that, and I do think that a lot, but then I hear stories of Francie being a middle school teacher, and I'm like, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still out there, and it's bad. Yeah, the bullying stories that I hear from middle school, I'm just like, and it existed when we were in middle school too. Like, middle school is a tough age. Kids are tough in middle school. They're going through a lot of changes for sure. But there's things that she talks about that her middle schoolers talk about that I'm like, I was not thinking that way in middle school.
Right.
So it's tough for sure. But anyways, this is going to be a weird transition, but into news.
That's what I was trying to go for. Yeah. A weird transition.
Yeah. So, quick little note, this was announced that Disney surprised Stella Chase Reese and her family in New Orleans on Wednesday by making her an honorary Imagineer and inviting her to be among the first to ride Tiana's Bayou Adventure when it opens this summer at Walt Disney World. And she's the woman that Princess Tiana was inspired by. So I think that's really cool. Very exciting. Like,
did she go?
It hasn't said that they've gone yet.
Okay.
They just surprised them.
Isn't she an older person?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty fun to watch them go down Space Mountain, Splash Mountain.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
But that just means that, like, Disney knows when this thing is opening, obviously. Yeah.
So. Well, they are writing it. When I was there the other day, they have signs out that are like, sorry, guys, not open yet. We're just testing it.
And I saw that, like, last night, all the lights were on. Ooh. There were, like, flickering lights, almost looked like fireflies in the trees. That's all those things. Yeah. And then, also, the Anaheim City Council, this is a big thing. They voted Wednesday to approve the Disneyland Forward, which is a project that will expand Disneyland.
Yeah.
Gives them more property. There's another vote, I think, that's supposed to happen to like...
One more vote.
Yeah, finalize it. Yeah. But, you know, we got into a lot of our conversation the other day about Pandora and where that will go. But it seems like this would enable them to have more space to put something like that in, which means it wouldn't get rid of anything either, potentially.
And surprisingly, it gave them another area of theme park and more hotels.
Right, right.
Which I thought was very interesting because more hotels is interesting to begin with because there's a lot of hotels around there.
Yeah.
And then the more theme park space, like there was a space, you sent me a shot where it was like a space over like I said, the Stitch parking lot, which would be an expansion of Disneyland, and then another shot that was, or another area that was kind of like, kind of far away.
Yeah.
But it says a new kind of Disney entertainment could include theme park, hotel, retail, dining, and entertainment. But it's like on the corner of Harbor and Catella.
Yeah.
Which
it seems strange because it doesn't feel like it's enough space for a whole theme park. But
right.
I don't know. It's very interesting to me.
But what is going to go there?
They've also talked about like
huge hotel.
They've talked about the lands that were just added. I think it was in Shanghai. With Tangled Prince, maybe it was Hong Kong. I don't remember. But with the Peter Pan area and then Tangled and Frozen. They've talked about adding those areas to Disneyland.
You talking about in Tokyo?
Was it Tokyo? I thought there were two parks in Asia that it was added to.
Yeah, I think so. Zootopia was added to Shanghai.
Yeah. Or maybe Paris is getting it. I'm sorry. I don't remember. It's blending together in my brain. But I know that there's two international parks that are getting some of these areas.
Okay.
So they talked about bringing it to Disneyland as well. I'm fine with that. But I also, I would like more like innovative things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's exciting. Also, random piece of information, but Disney World filed a permit for a new 5,500 square foot building at Fort Wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
What would a 5,500 square foot building be?
I don't want to say it.
Oh.
But I have a theory.
Would it be like a DVC space? Like a lounge or something?
DVC lounge, or it could be a restaurant, but it could also just be like sales.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, kind of like what they have at Saratoga Springs.
Kind of like what they have at Saratoga, because there's an untapped market at Fort Wilderness.
Right. Well, and people, with the cabins showing up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Like, well, that's underwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too exciting, but. Yeah. It could be anything, though.
Right.
I hope it's a restaurant.
Maybe it's both. Maybe
you
a restaurant.
Need another restaurant?
Yeah. For sure at Fort Wilderness.
Yeah.
And something towards the front would be nice.
Yeah.
I guess you would call it the front, like where you enter into Fort Wilderness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't say where this was proposed to go?
No. I didn't read the full article, though, so it might have, but yeah, interesting.
There you go.
And that's all I got.
That was it. That was all the news.
Not a lot of news this week. We'll have a lot more to talk about next week in terms of my weekend at Disney for Run Disney, how that experience goes.
Did get some news that the Universal Annual Pass Holder benefits are coming.
Right. Yeah.
It May 1st very 90s through 24th.
Theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a new pass holder pin that's like $19.99.
Right. I saw that they released merchandise for 25 years of Islands of Adventure, which is exciting. And then I would imagine the tribute store will be opening soon.
Yeah, so we've gotten some hints on the tribute store. We saw that there was like video rental idea, maybe arcade idea.
Seems very 90s-esque.
But then they've also showed like teasers of like summer fun, like VHS tapes that are like home movies that are like summer fun, you know, like this type of stuff.
Yeah.
So it could be coming.
Should be cool.
Here's something that's interesting. 25% off a VIP experience, a VIP tour.
Oh, wow.
For annual pass holders. That's a pretty significant discount.
Big discount. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then like exclusive food and beverages and stuff like that, dining locations.
I haven't been back to Universal. It feels like forever. It's been maybe a month or two.
Oh.
Yeah, I need to go.
So. I feel like I was just there.
You were, because you posted a video about it. I didn't watch the video yet, but you talked about Universal and you saw the HHN merch.
I saw the HHN merch and I saw, did a little quick look at DreamWorks.
Oh, okay.
The troller coasters testing.
That should be coming soon too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer.
A lot of fun things on the horizon for us. This has been a busy season just with our personal lives, but like pretty soon it's really going to ramp up in the summertime. So
yeah,
thank you guys for tracking with us and keep tracking, because the tracks are going to lead us into some different directions.
I'm going to keep on bracking with us. Was that it? Are we ending it?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
Me neither.
This conversation was filled with Taylor Swift and cars. And
what's your dream car?
Heavy moments. And
if you could buy any car right now, what would you buy?
I'm not a good person to ask this question. I always thought a Land Rover would be cool to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Yeah. I like SUVs. I like boxy cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. I'm not a sports car kind of guy.
Yeah. I don't see you in a sports car.
Nah.
Not enough room. Can't bring the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Or luggage if you're going to California.
So. Nah, just can't bring any souvenirs back.
Thank you for tracking with us. Yeah, appreciate
bye.
You all.